This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Programming Committee on Tuesday, August 14th. This is Sherna Gluck, acting chair. I'll call the roll since Rob is in transit. Sar Randaha is going to be absent. Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Attila Nudge?
Here.
Margaret Prescott is out of the country. Sherna Gluck is here. Kimberly King is out of town. Lisa Davis?
Present.
Serene Roberts?
Yes.
Kathy Davis can't make it. Wendy Schroll?
Here.
Teresa Allen? Not present. Rob Robinson? Rob is here. Dan
yes.
Logan?
Here.
Gail Dixon? Lori Taguma will be coming on late, and Nathan Moore, National Program Director.
I'm here.
Coordinator, okay. And we're also joined by Armando Godino, Program Director for KPFK. Is there any other Program Director on?
Bonnie? Yeah, hey, I got bumped off. Sherna, when we went online, you became really faint. And I can hardly hear anybody.
Oh, do we need to redo it?
I don't know.
I can hear everybody.
Okay, I'll just try to strain to hear it.
Okay, there's something strange about the... I'm getting background noise of some sort on the screen. We need to, since I'm serving as acting chair, we don't have a secretary... So the first thing we need to do is have a note taker for tonight. Takers? Anyone?
Okay.
Who's that, Serene?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And can someone be a timekeeper also?
I'll be the timekeeper.
Okay, great. Okay, I sent out the agenda. We may want to do some reordering of it as per Nathan's email, but the for purposes of our listeners, the old business is Dan Logan's proposal for a program on FCC indecency policy. Nathan and Rob, a short report from the PNB meeting. Nathan, national program planning, including the budget. And I allotted the most amount of time to that, 45 minutes. Report from Nathan on station visits. Report from Rob on licensing task force, but he may not be back on the call. We have to figure out some more standardized meeting schedule. And there was nothing... that I had, no one indicated any new business. Is there any other item? I suggested tabling the discussion of program evaluations to the next meeting so that we could spend most of our time on item C, the national program planning. Does anyone have any other items? So can we have an approval of the agenda?
So moved.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Oh, I moved to approve the agenda.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Second?
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay. All right, so what I have is the Dan Logan proposal as the first item. I had suggested 15 minutes. Nathan thought it wouldn't take that much, but Dan, you did send it out to everyone. Maybe you could just do a quick rundown and what the intention is in terms of a national program, I guess, a program special?
Okay. Well, the big idea here is to change the subject about indecency the Parents Television Council has sort of been running this subject. And, of course, nobody is for indecency. Nobody's for the kind of thing that the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake incident. On the other hand, there are certainly questions as to whether we should bleep broadcasters at all, whether we should censor them at all. And certainly it has a very chilling effect on free speech. And these are issues that are much harder to grasp than, you know, Janet Jackson. We're all against that, but are we for free speech, and what does that mean? It's very hard to grasp. And so we want to do some programs on the subject. And let's see. The first one is just using the question our way. Should broadcasters be bleeped? And I envision that as a debate. Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Good. And to try to make it as exciting as possible, and if we could get George Carlin to do it, or Nat Hentoff, Bill Moyers, and then on the other side of the fence would be somebody from the Paris Television Council, maybe even somebody like Senator Jay Rockefeller, who is trying to increase the FCC authority in this area, which I think is really obscene in itself. And let's see, moving on, the second program would be Who Speaks Up for Free Speech? And this would be the history of free speech on the media yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Is there a trend towards censorship in law and regulation, and how strong is that trend? And there are certain people who have had issues with censorship, and the most obvious ones are Bill Maher, Don Imus, and I'm not sure we'd really want to bring him up, but Ken Burns has just had a big issue with censorship, where the Congressional Hispanic Caucus went after him and was successful, which I think is a real problem in terms of editorial control. And, of course, Bill Moyers has been kicked around a lot off of PBS. Anyway, I don't want to get into the details too much, but just give an overview. Program three would be, as I laid it out, profanity, obscenity, indecency, and the religious right. The whole point here is that they have crossed a line now in the FCC, which has never been crossed in communications law before, where they're using a religious definition of this being the wrong thing to do, and that's the profanity. And there's an issue as to whether this is constitutional or not, and I think it's a very strong issue. So let's see. So this is an issue for people like People for the American Way, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, the Media Access Project, etc. And then the question becomes, in program four, is media censorship bad for democracy, specifically in free speech? And the point here is that we have done a lot to promote free speech and diverse views, and we can certainly illustrate that from our archives. The civil rights movement, feminism, the farm workers, anti-war protests, the American Indian movement. However, the emphasis really would be on what we can't do now, for instance, on reproductive health. It certainly raises questions as to whether we can do that. LGBT issues, hip-hop culture, and we've just struggled with this a lot on WPFW with hip-hop, which we now run about 5 hours a week. And that's about it. There might be another program, I would think, on the case for free speech. But the idea was to keep it compact and to try to cover the subject to the point where people could stand to listen to it.
Okay. So can we open it up for discussion? What do we have, about minutes for discussion on this?
Yeah, we have, just so you know, we have about 7 more minutes if we're having 15 minutes for this.
Okay. So can we open it up for discussion? Anyone?
Yeah, it's Bonnie. I just have a short one.
Okay.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about. What does this mean? As far as I know, nobody's ever noticed that Janis Joplin's version of Me and Bobby McGee contains multiple expletives.
Well, Me and Bobby Motherfucking McGee.
But is that in a live version or something?
That's in the version you hear. It's not a live version.
Wow. Geez,
and she repeats those exact words several
times. On the radio. I never noticed it.
Okay. Can we focus on the proposal?
It was in the proposal. I was just wondering what you're talking about.
Can I get on the stack?
Lisa?
Oh, thank you.
And I'm putting myself on.
First of all, and I certainly don't mean to offend anybody by this, but Dan, you're with what station? I should know.
WPFW.
Okay, WPFW. Are you, just out of curiosity, are you a programmer or producer, I mean? Or?
I'm on the board, and I'm chair of the programming committee.
Oh, okay. No, just wondering. I was just going to ask real quickly, because I noticed that at some times you have 1 o'clock by one of the segments and then 1:30. Is that the time you're...
That's 1 hour.
Oh, 1 hour. Okay. And so 1:30 would be 1.5 hours. Is that it? Okay.
Yes.
And so this would just be like a special kind of thing, so maybe once a week or something like that, or how would you envision it airing in terms of?
That is the way I would. About an hour once a week for 4 weeks.
Okay.
Or could air 4 days in a row, but I'm not sure any station would do that.
Are you done, Lisa?
Yes.
I was on the list. I had a couple of things. First, who is going to be producing it? Are different stations going to be doing it? Also, I think that there's internal debate within Pacifica. For instance, you're citing the National Hispanic Caucus. Their objection was to the complete invisibility of Mexican and Chicano veterans. I'm not understanding why that would fall under any discussion of FCC policy and decency. I think there's an issue. That really is a very different issue.
Well, you're probably right.
Address it. I have one other thing. I see very few women guests on your list. So I have 3 questions. Who's going to produce this? Are the stations, other stations, going to be involved? Why do you view the critique by the National Hispanic Caucus about the Ken Burns show is an issue, even a free speech, and 3 divisions, the fact that there are so few women who are listed as potential guests?
Well, I think there ought to be more women guests. I think this is, I just threw some guests in there to try to illustrate some of the guests who would be in there. The Ken Burns thing is hard to explain, and it may take more time than we have, but let me explain that. That show, and I know Ken Burns, and I know he did not want to change that show. And what happened, which is very apropos to us, is he said, I'm not going to change that show. It's my show, and it's locked, and it's going to be very expensive. And then what happened was, it's not a matter of, the Hispanic caucus may have had a point, but what they did is they went to the advertisers, the sponsors of various sorts. There were some of them more corporate and some not. And they said, we will hold you accountable if you don't put this one Hispanic soldier into your show. Well, when you do something like that, and it becomes a precedent, which is a little frightening. I think all stations need to have editorial control, and they need to be insulated from. It's not good for the stations. It's not good for the editorial people. It's not good for people. I mean, when you're in the media, the media is making a statement, and we get to do that.
But a group gets to boycott too.
I'm sorry?
But a group also gets to boycott.
They do.
See, I think if I could just follow up, and I don't want to, overstep my bounds as chair here, but if I could just follow up, I think that there are some issues like this one, there may be others, that really should not be just a program asserting a position, but should be a debate. This is really a really key Pacifica issue in terms of questions of inclusivity, of our own race and nationality policy, et cetera. I wonder, Mondo, if you would like to chime in on this. Mondo, are you there?
Just that I had you guys on mute. This is actually something, I mean, I'm trying to wrap my head around the rationale. For a second there, and please correct me if I'm wrong, are you inferring that the fact that Latinos did come forward and say, look, your historical account is in fact incorrect because you failed to recognize the much broader picture here, which is and should be inclusive of Latinos, that in and of itself, that act was setting a precedent that's in the pejorative, and that we've now have had to let go of editorial control? Is that what you're saying in part?
I'm not objecting to what was said on the part of Hispanics. I do think that they have to draw the line as to whether the sponsors can be involved. And in fact, there's a PBS rule against such involvement. I
also do, let me just interject and forgive me. I do think that actually Sharna is, I want to echo what Sharna said, that I think this is a bit of a different topic and perhaps one that's worthy of a whole separate discussion that looks at this area. And before I go any further, let me tell you that I think what you're proposing is, for one, great and much needed, and as one of the program directors in the network, I'd be more than happy to sit down, look at that grid, and see how do we incorporate that material as well as complement it with additional content at the local level. So I want to make sure that you understand that I am definitely digging what you've proposed here. However, interestingly enough, I think you've brought up a separate topic that is worthy of a more detailed discussion in a different venue, because there's an intersection there, especially in lieu of what this organization in Pacifica has a history of, and that is listener sponsor and so forth. We're preaching to the choir, so
time
for all of us, I think.
Okay. Does anyone else have any comments?
Thank you, and I agree with you. I think it ought to be removed. That subject ought to be removed. And as far as the involvement of other stations, which I don't think I touched on, I think there ought to be as much involvement as possible.
Right, and who's seducing, Dan?
Well, we don't know that yet.
Yeah, Sherna, this is Nathan. If I could sneak in for a second.
Just point of information, everybody, time, so I think we would have to extend time for this, because we only had it for 15
extend
minutes.
Time, so we certainly...
Well, I actually had a wrapping up comment anyway.
Okay, great. And Nathan has some comments.
Very, very brief. Yeah, let's talk to Dan, and I think Rob was sort of part of the drafting of this as well. And, you know, I don't know that it needs to stay a governance item at this point. I mean, it's kind of like now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of who does this and when does it happen and, you know, how is it distributed and all that kind of thing. And that's simply something that we can talk about and move forward with. And I appreciate your bringing this up. I think there's a lot of strong points to the proposal.
Great. Dan, thanks so much for doing it. And you know, I would like to kind of suggest again, as Armando did, that not only that segment be removed, but that might be a really good program for debate among various people.
And I've got that written down also, Sherna.
Pardon?
I wrote that down, that idea.
Okay. Dan, did you want to make any closing remarks before we move on the agenda?
I'm fine. Thanks for all the input.
Great. Okay. Next, Nathan, can you do a brief report from the PNB meeting, maybe not yet getting into the issue of the net, or segueing from that into the national program planning discussion.
All right, I'll go it alone. Let's see. We had a discussion on Friday. It was a couple hours long about the role of programming, the relationship between national and local. We started off with a few different ideas as far as how programming on local. We didn't come up with like a definitive, you know, this is the exact relationship. I mean, we don't have like a map or anything. But we did talk a good bit about a couple different ways that local stations can be part of national productions and how national can intersect with local. A few of those ideas included doing co-productions or co-broadcasts, in a sense. And I mentioned this to Sherna when we were in Los Angeles. Well, you were also at the PNB meeting. The idea here is to find programs and programmers that are doing similar work at various of our sister stations and get them together, get them talking, and get them to once in a while maybe produce a program together. Maybe that can become a monthly program that's a co-broadcast among several stations. Maybe eventually it can actually be a joint show produced around the network like that. Sort of an interesting backdoor way into a national broadcast, or national broadcasting, rather, at its best. Another way is to do this idea of a menu of programming, which is very much like taking some of the strongest content at our stations that's of national interest, you know, not the stuff about your city council race so much, but you know, the things that really are going to be of interest to people around the country and around the network, of interest to the listeners. Taking that material and bringing it all together, have the programmers apply if they want to be on this list, and if they're willing to do the work to get it uploaded and posted each week, then we can bring it in as part of this national menu of programming.
Does anyone else from the PNB who was at the meeting want to add anything or any discussion point?
Am I one of those?
You don't mind. And that's just that there'd be three really great things. One would be to have sort of an integrated promotions strategy so that, you know, when we're at conferences, we're out and about, you know, we're doing marketing, and point to these dozen shows that we've got that are tremendously good and that are available each week on Pacifica.org. And, you know,
Hello?
And are you on the landline? You're disappearing.
Me? Oh.
Hello?
Yes. One, a promotion strategy. Another part of having this menu of programming is to sort of build the base for a Pacifica national web stream at Pacifica.org, something that we can pull together all the different shows from around the network and put something together for a national web stream. And then the third would be for syndication. You know, we can sort of be like a network. You know, stations can pick up some of the best stuff that other stations are putting together that fashion. So that's another one, the menu of programming. And then we talk a bit about, and then we got into some of the deeper water as far as a new national show, and that a new national show ought to have avenues for people at stations to get involved and to be able to submit content. We also got into a little bit about news presence and sort of trying to build a Pacifica branded news presence and so on. But I'll leave those details for later. That's a brief part of the PNB meeting. The discussion continued on a good deal. Obviously, that's just from a national programming point of view, that was a brief synopsis of some of the discussion we had.
Thanks, Nathan.
This is Wendy.
Wendy?
Yeah.
I get on the stack.
And so if I could just add to what Nathan said, I think in the last two PNB meetings we've had this where the Operations Collective met with the board and met with each other and then also came and talked to the board as well. But I just think that it's really great that our program directors and managers and there's that they're meeting and talking together, you know, and starting to think more on a, you know, how to leverage all our great stuff. It just seems like they're thinking more of Pacifica as well as their local stations. So I think that's really great.
Folks, if I may, I do want, this is Armando, to recognize Nathan. He's been doing a great job in trying to bring us all together and herd the big and small cats all alike.
That's awesome. Thank you for being herded, too.
Thanks, Armando.
So the other thing that was really interesting on the programming front, we got a report from Brian DeShazer at the Pacifica Radio Archives that their program, From the Vault, has been picked up by BBC Radio 5 and is going to be who has a radio audience of, I think they said 500,000 is their radio audience, and then they also have an internet audience of 7 million listeners.
All right.
So they're going to be sending a producer that's going to stay at his work from the radio, from Pacifica Archives, and they're going to be repackaging each week's episode for a British audience. But it is a huge testament to the amazing power of the Pacifica Archives as well as this well-produced, wonderful program From the Vault that it's now going to be heard by a much larger audience, and we have this collaboration going with some people with a lot of resources. So.
If I could add one other thing as well
Armando, Lisa was on next on the list.
Right. I just want to echo, I guess, what everybody else has been saying. And one of the things that I think is good that I see coming together, and, you know, this, of course, is a testament to Nathan's efforts as well, and the having a program coordinator, is the chance to have the PDs come together and to talk. And from what I understand, that has not always happened so much. And it seems that, you know, when you can come together like that and you know, exchange ideas, I for one don't always believe that everything always has to be implemented with a heavy motion, like thou shalt do this, you know. I think sometimes you might be able to achieve some of the goals that people are looking to achieve through dialogue and through talking and through, I'm very much a believer, kind of like coming from the ground up, so to speak. And I think that that process is very important. So I think that that's important. And just another general thing that I've been hearing more about in terms of the affiliates program and affiliates in other parts of the world, like Nigeria. I think there was even more that was said than just Nigeria. I have a bad memory. But that's a good thing, too, that Pacific is not just going throughout the U.S., but that it is starting to get a little bit more of a voice in other parts of the world, too.
Anyone else? Mondo, you had wanted to say more?
I think that was actually me. checking in.
Yeah, I did want to add one little topic that perhaps I'm beginning to feel that I'm beating a dead horse on this, and is the importance of continuing discussions with regard to news and national news identity, and of course, with that, the need to address our ongoing relationship with Free Speech Radio News and how that continues to develop, evolve, and where we're going with it. So I do want to kind of put that out there here at this particular meeting with hopes that it'll encourage more dialogue and discussion.
Okay. Nathan, you want to add anything else? It seems like this is a segue into the national programming issue.
It is a good segue. The last thing I wanted to bring up in terms of the PMB meeting is that presented at the meeting was a fabulous carriage survey that was conducted and compiled by Ursula Rudenberg and the affiliates office. And as far as, you know, who's actually carrying our shows and how are they getting it and you know, when are they running it and all this stuff. And it was very, very good information to have, actually. You know, who's using the KU versus the audio port? You know, how are people getting their shows and running them? You know, what stations are carrying what, and how many stations are carrying this side of the other program, and how often? And that was really quite valuable. So I wanted to, you know, I'm sure Ursula's not listening to this, but I did want to mention that and say that was also a really cool part of the meeting was in terms of programming. And I do have a copy of that if you happen to not receive a copy, but you're interested in what's being carried around the network.
Yeah, I would just like to concur. I was there when Ursula did her presentation, and I thought it was, and her information on the affiliates was really, really helpful.
Shona?
Yeah?
Serene, can we just have that added as a file to the group or distributed to the group and made it part of the files of the listeners?
Nathan?
The outreach survey.
Yeah, I'll send that around. I won't be at an internet connection until tomorrow.
Great. I don't know. Who's keeping the files? That's a question that's for all of Pacific and all the LSBs, frankly. All right. Do we want to move into the national program planning question? Did anyone have anything else on the PNB or the other things we've talked about so far?
I just have a point of a general question. Do people hear this thing in the background? Is this my phone? Or?
There's like a, I don't know what it is.
High-pitched thing.
Yeah. It's like someone,
is terribly difficult
like
to hear.
Someone on an oxygen tank.
Yeah. It's like a weird frequency kind of thing, which at some point gets a little.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's probably not very good quality for people on the stream.
It's the ghost of programming committees past.
Okay, can we move to the national program planning? Nathan sent out something just today. I don't know how many people had a chance to see it. I didn't see it till about 5 when I got home. Did everyone see that?
I've not seen it. I don't have access.
I didn't get a chance.
Okay, Nathan, can you review what you sent out, and then you probably have not seen my reply that I sent out after I read it. So, if you want to start by kind of laying out the proposal for the national program.
You bet. Proposal might even be a strong word, frankly. But I'll get into that. Basically, what this is a summary of the discussions we had in Los Angeles as a staff, as an operations collective, around the idea of doing some national programming. People are starting to recognize, and I think that there's a real need for an afternoon complement to Democracy Now! I mean, Democracy Now! Is great. It has strong listenership in the morning. It has served us well and will continue to do so. But it's not our only option in terms of good national programming. In fact, we could have a very good national program that's actually still within Pacifica as well that might do even better, perhaps, in some fantasy future or fantastic future. How's that? So we started off our discussions on Thursday in the staff meetings, Thursday morning. And really, you know, beyond the sort of generalized idea of having a national show of some sort, it was really, you know, everybody was pretty pleased with the idea of having that. I mean, you know, now you get back to the stations and you know, there are instantly, you know, a lot more difficulties involved in actually implementing something, but people were interested in the idea of it, at least, in terms of getting some broad agreement that we'd like to seriously talk about it. People were interested in that. You know, everybody from finance, you know, talking about how it's the big programs that you know are shared across the network that raise the big bucks, to the stations that are looking for good programming, to you know the people that are really concerned with content that would like to have something that gets really broad reach. So you know, there's a lot of positives to it. Now beyond that, that's about as far as our agreement went on Thursday morning. You know, we had a number of differences of opinion, and there still are differences of opinion, of course, but, you know, there was very little agreement beyond let's do a show of some sort, or let's at least talk seriously about a show of some sort. You know, what the show would look like, what it would focus on, whether it would be done sort of like hosted from each station on a different day of the week, or whether it would be done sort of as a collection of, like, best of the station content for that day hosted by, you know, a paid host or something, or whether it would be like a news magazine or whether it would be a talk show, all these different things floating around. And so it got, you know, we had lunch and then came back and talked about some other things. The program directors, minus Bernard, he was busy with Pledge Drive in New York, the program directors and I, though, got together that afternoon and talked more about all this. And we started to come to some, I'm not going to say it's even a proposal at this point, but again, a sense of where things were going. And the thing I sent out, which you'll find in your email box, you know, when you get a chance to check them, the summary kind of looks like this. The program directors were quite interested in the idea of a talk show. Not so much a news magazine. We have, you know, we have news through FSRN, and I think, at that meeting, anyway, we thought that perhaps talking about news and how we move forward with news would be a kind of a separate discussion that would involve FSRN. But then to, you know, use that news and tie into it and coordinate with it to do then a discussion show that's really dialogue-focused and dialogue-centric would be the task of this new show. There was some interest, actually, in having a live national call-in talk show for an hour a day. It'd be a daily program, that was kind of where it went. We, you know, it would be primarily public affairs and talk with the following features: start things off with a short report, maybe 3 or 4 minutes, to set the tone for the discussion. You know, whatever the story of the day is that the show is centered around, whether that story comes from Free Speech Radio News or some other news operation or independent and part of the program specifically. But to have a short report that opens it up and that's the topic and theme for the day. And that would be a really great opportunity for new talent and local station involvement to, you know, be a part of setting that tone and producing that opening bit. And, you know, another idea here also is that the segment producer might also sometimes serve as the guest or co-host on the program itself. Then you have one or two hosts doing a live discussion with guests or a guest about major issues, major national issues that Pacifica can lend its perspective on. You know, the program would be quite generalist, so it could really cover a lot of different topics and themes. But again, all of them very dialogue-centered. and then also the idea here to have some real editorial priorities that we try and work towards on a regular basis. You know, even though it's a generalist, to have certain things that we make kind of our hallmark. Then opening it up to phone calls, we'd have to have a very good phone producer that really strings the show together very well conceptually. And that is, you know, not just using the calls to fill up time, like, hey, let's go to the phones, you know, or you know, taking any old call and the same caller that asks about, you know, Free the Squirrels every week or whatever, but actually using callers very much to work with and contribute to the flow of the show. Bobby Hill at PFW suggested a weekly news wrap-up on Fridays to actually then bring in some Pacificans, news directors and reporters, to be the guests on those Friday episodes, which I thought was an interesting enough idea to include it in the summary. Occasionally we'd have a break from the live program to do full-length documentaries about major issues. Again, a great opportunity for new talent to get involved in those documentaries. Also, potentially great pledge premiums in terms of stations benefiting in another way aside from just the programming. Nurturing new talent with bringing in people as guest hosts and doing great interviewing, learning how to do all that and plugging in. And then of course bringing in volunteers from stations in terms of research and co-producing and outreach. So this perhaps sounds a lot like a proposal, and maybe it is going in that direction. I don't know if frankly, this was some really good talk in Los Angeles. We've had another staff meeting since then, and I mean, I don't want to overcharacterize it, but I don't know how strong the sentiment is once we all go back home anymore, if that makes sense. The program directors present and a number of the other staff at the meetings like this plan. No one was ready to commit to it, of course, nor should they, because we have to bring it here and we have to talk finances and we have to talk with people at stations and program councils to sort of get it to launch. But and discussions and decisions need to happen at the local level if something is going to happen. But that's kind of the short version. Well, that's not the short version, but that's pretty much all that was in my email in terms of the summary of our discussions, which began to coalesce around a proposal, I think. In terms of budget, I came up with a couple figure ideas. Basically, we're looking at, I think, at least three staff to pull off a daily show like this. You need a host/producer, an engineer/tech producer, and some kind of, just dedicated producer that also handles phones during the show. So anyway, that's kind of where it came from. Threw in some documentary budget, a little stringer budget, and some room for remote broadcasts. And that's a show.
Okay.
That would the audio gathered for and produced by this program would have to supplant most of the specials we do, because we just don't have the budget to do a whole lot of specials and this show. But I think with simply some editing and repackaging, we could end up with a good number of standalone specials in addition to this program. So that's kind of where it went. I'd like to hear what you all have to say. I apologize for getting it in so late to you all. I've been rather under a rock in terms of getting the movers and getting all my stuff into D.C. and all that. So
that's a list. I'm sure that other people besides me have a lot to say about it.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. Who else besides me wants to be on the list?
It's Bonnie. I'd like to be on.
Okay. Okay.
Serene, please. Thanks.
Okay. I'll put myself after Serene. How's that? Anyone else?
Not right now.
Bonnie, go. And how are we doing for time, Lisa?
We have about half an hour.
Great. Okay.
Nathan, I would like it if you could expand a little bit. I am concerned with one sentence in here about how if this sort of program were launched, it would replace most of the paid national specials we currently produce. How serious a statement is that, and what are your feelings about not being able to do various, to react immediately to various things that come up, hearings that we should be covering, different meetings that we should be covering? I'm just a little puzzled by it.
Sure.
Nathan, what if
yes.
we take everyone's questions and then respond? It may work a little bit better. Is that all right with everyone?
I'll write them down as they come in.
Okay. Is that all right with everyone? Okay, I don't hear any objections. Bonnie, are you done?
Yeah, for the moment.
Okay, Attila?
I just, I would encourage doing a program a day from each station, so that would, it would give a chance for listeners of all the regions to hear what's going on, and it could be about any subject, really. And I don't know about the logistics about setting that up with hosts. What my idea is, or I would like to see, is a program from each station, one day a week.
Attila, just to clarify, so it would be a program 5 days a week, one rotating one from each station?
Yes.
Okay. Serene?
Thanks, and I haven't read the report. I'm sorry, I didn't have internet access this afternoon, and I did not get to listen to most of the PNB meeting, and not to this part. So I just have a few questions at this point. One, in terms of hiring, you know, there's always there always seems to be a problem with how hiring is done at Pacifica in terms of how open the postings are, whether there are going to be internal postings, who makes the recommendations, who makes the selections. We actually have one committee where the committee was encouraged to, by the staffer, to help generate a raise for them. You know, so I want to be sure that we're going to be really clean about all of that. And you've indicated three staff. What is the dollar figure in terms of the budget that we're actually looking at for this? Because you used the term budget, so I imagine we're not just talking about a number of positions, but there's actually money attached here.
I put together some estimates. Yeah, I'll get to that when they come to me.
Okay. Three.
Yeah. I don't know what the how much money was spent on national programming last year. I know that Sherna had distributed sent a request to you. I guess it was sometime last week, asking that be provided. I don't know whether that was part of whatever you sent out this afternoon, but I would like to know what kinds of money we've spent so far in national programming, you know, broken down by the programs that we've done or the specials that we've offered, and also report on how that, you know, staff was selected for that. And in particular, I have concerns about the race and nationality program. And where that stands, and I guess when I heard that we were getting that you were offering a national program plan or proposal, I assumed that it included the race and nationality program. And again, not having seen it, but also not having heard any mention of it, I'm beginning to feel that perhaps it wasn't covered. So I'd like to know where coverage of the issue of racism, which is rather major, for me and a number of other people, where that falls in terms of the planning of this new program.
Okay, I was next. Nathan, you didn't see my email because I didn't see yours until quite late, so it was like 5:25 when I sent mine out.
Sure.
I'm real concerned about the process, and I did say this at the PNB meeting too. You know, And according to the National Programming Policy, Section 12, which I quoted again, the proposals for new programs, including a budget, shall be brought to the PNB Programming Committee for review to assure that both network and local needs are met. If supplemental funds are required for such new national programming, the request will be forwarded to the Finance Committee. Now, I think it's great that the Operations Committee has been discussing this. I think it's great that all the PDs were together. But governance has played no role in all this, and that concerns me a great deal. I think there needs to be, I know you're under the gun in terms of submitting a budget, but I'm really concerned about moving forward instead of starting with some kind of pilot project in term and getting input from the LSBs. I would go along with the kind of thing that Attila is mentioned, which is much more consistent with the vision in the National Program Policy for Collaborative Programming. I mean, this thing with all this staff really is almost a restructuring of, it's a new structure. And I think it needs a lot more discussion. You know, people may think it's great that we have a flagship program, But if it's in means knocking out other national programs, if it basically goes against the collaborative kind of thing that you have been doing, you know, getting back to Bonnie's point about this, if this is going to wipe out national programming. So I personally have grave concerns, but I'm really concerned right now most about the process. That the process seems to be the PDs got together, and now there's going to be another meeting of the operations collective, and governance has in no way had any discussion, to my knowledge. I mean, we did last night. I raised it at our program oversight committee. Armando, right after you left, we had a brief discussion about it, and most of the people had a vision that was somewhat a combination of things. People did not object to the idea of a national program, but really conceptualized it quite differently in terms of station participation, et cetera. So, you know, I do need to express my concern about the process here.
Okay.
Anyone else have any questions or comments before Nathan has a chance to respond? Okay, why don't you go for it, Nathan?
All right. I'll start with Bonnie then. Yeah, replacing most of the paid national specials, that's basically simply a fact of our national office budget. There's not that much money in terms of, yeah, I mean, there's not a giant amount of money committed to national programming. So, you know, it'll be a stretch to do just this. We simply can't do both, I've been told. That is a robust specials, you know, series, and then also a regular program. It's just not in the budget to do that. It's not that we're going to totally zero out the budget for specials. I think I could probably still, you know, have enough left in there to make sure there's enough to respond to really big breaking things. You know, if impeachment started, you know, after this thing was launched, there would still be budget to do that. But also, the idea here would be that that this program would do a lot of the work of that. That they would be gathering the audio and doing the interviews that would that could be repackaged into certain kinds of specials and cover certain kinds of issues. Yeah, I mean, I wish there was more money. Attila, let's see, would encourage doing a program each day from each station, one day per week. Believe it or not, that was actually my original proposal to the OC. That was something that I thought would be a good way to do it. I thought it was very consistent with the programming policy, as Sharna pointed out, and with kind of the vision of my interpretation of what Pacifica can be about. It is very much about giving, you know, local folks a chance to be involved in stuff, and really being an integral part of national programming based at the stations, which is great. I think that's a wonderful idea. That's why I brought it up to the OC. It was pretty soundly rejected. that's what I did. You know, I brought it up two times, maybe three, and don't know what else to tell you. You know, the stations hold the power.
Wait a minute. I didn't know about that.
Oh, they do. I mean, look, you've seen the programming policy. I can't do shit without the stations on board with it. So, you know, so the stations were more interested in something that resembles the proposal I brought to you, and that's what I brought. I'm trying to coordinate it and facilitate it. Let's see. Serene asks how hiring would be done, how open the postings would be, who makes the recommendations and selection. I mean, look, this is so new at this point. We haven't even gotten into hiring or you know, who that person would be at this point. There was some talk in the OC. Some folks really wanted to try and get a big name person in to host the show, someone who brings a certain amount of notoriety or you know, being somewhat known already. Another model would be to have someone from within our network who could be groomed into it. There's a number of models out there. To go with. So I mean, that those decisions haven't been made yet as far as
who gets picked or how. I mean, I'm sure that we'll try and make an effort to make it as clean as we can. Let's see, dollar figure for budgets. In the last year, somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 was in the uncommitted budget for national programming. A lot of that got eaten up by some other programs like Informed Dissent and like Election Night and some other specials that happened before I started in January. Since January, we've spent, you know, some number of thousands. I don't have the figures in front of me. Specials tend not to cost that much, but they do slowly add up, and people tend to expect to be paid. Unfortunately, that's having to change, really. For the last month and a half, I haven't had any budget to work with, so I haven't really been able to spend much money at all. So, you know, that sort of robust specials has trickled off a bit because of that. There's still a lot of people that are interested in doing programming from stations just because it's the program, you know, because it's national exposure. But that's what I know there. Without a bit of a paycheck behind it, people, you know, are less likely to take time off work to do it, basically. You know, that's what it comes down to, I think, at times for some people. Now, that said, we've managed to produce some tremendous stuff in spite of it. Margaret's not on the call right now, but Margaret is a person who, you know, when faced with no budget, she put together a really tremendous Mumia Abu-Jamal special with a lot of help from KPFK, in-kind donation in staff, if you will. In terms of race and nationality in the planning of this new program, I mean, that's, you know, race intersects so much, if not everything, and so I think that it would have to be included in this, included in the editorial priorities that come together that would sort of drive anything like this. And then on Sherna's questions, concerned about the process of this, yes, this is me bringing it to governance. You know, I mean, like I say, this is all fairly new stuff. Los Angeles was only 2 weeks ago, and you know, we're here now talking about it. We had an OC meeting last Friday. I wanted to get some clarification on some of these points and maybe, you know, be able to cinch it up into a proper proposal to bring to you all. This is the best we've got right now. The OC call wasn't terribly instructive in terms of where this might go next. We are having another OC call on Thursday, so hopefully we'll be able to put something together with the input of this group and that group and you know, really be able to move forward with something. I would like to see that happen. And in terms of changing the structure, you're right. I mean, we've got a very, very station-based structure, and there's no national infrastructure. And part of that is probably simply that there was nobody in this position for about 7 years before I came on. But there's really just no infrastructure or independent national production capacity outside of what's at the stations, essentially. I mean, almost none. There's you know, one or two staff that do the occasional thing, but that's pretty much it. And yeah, to have something like this that is a national thing that's not so rooted in the stations individually is a new kind of structure, and one that, like I say, the program directors that were at the meeting anyway were at least interested enough to where I could come up with a summary of our discussion that looks like the one you see.